Buddha nature and Gassho. Everyone has Buddha nature, the potential to become a Buddha. Because of this, we treat all with highest respect and greet them with Gassho, a bow. I think this is a wonderful teaching, to respect others. If you tell a small child, "You are a rascal," he will have no sense of self-respect. However, if you assure him of his goodness, he will respect himself and become good. In the same way, we gassho and remind each other that we are potentially Buddhas. This creates an atmosphere of honor and respect, and we cannot help but respond accordingly. Someone might say, "Well, even if you respect those drunkards lying around on the street, they don't know it." Even so, if you look down on them, abuse them, what good is that? Perhaps none were drunkards as young adults. Perhaps they all tried to be different. Due to circumstances of human weaknesses, they lost the way of their true lives, despaired, became angry, whatever the reasons. They became the way they are. We should understand such persons rather than look down on them. We must respect other people in order to create a better atmosphere. Respect helps create peace in the world. When my teacher became head of the Higashi Honganji Temple, he made the following motto for that particular year: "World peace begins with Gassho." The more I thought about this, the truer it became for me. Peace in the home begins with Gassho too. Gassho is not necessarily shown only by its form, the putting together of the hands and bowing. Without the form, there is still Gassho. Gassho begins in each individual's mind, the mind where we are able to respect others. When a husband respects his wife and vice versa, and when parents respect children and vice versa, there is the foundation for peace. Virtue is not our own. Virtue always has neighbors. This is how the attitude of Gassho can start to vibrate in our environment. It is through Gassho that we can fulfill the Buddha nature within us.